Murray. I'm the chairperson for Gartner's Customer 360 Summit, and I'd like to talk to you today about some things that have been on the mind of our attendees and our clients. What we're seeing here is that our clients and attendees have concerns about dealing with empowered customers, the digital customers, those who now have capabilities available to them through consumer technology to be able to empower them to deal differently with your organization. Two of these key technologies are mobile, in terms of handsets, tablets, and the ability to be connected to the internet at any time and share with our friends, our families, our coworkers, and our partners. And then social, another platform that helps to bring together large communities of friends, families, and business associates. What we're seeing is that these three areas, the digital consumer empowerment, mobile and social, that they're kind of colliding into each other. Think about a pond, right? The water is still. If we drop three pebbles simultaneously, we always talk about the ripples in the pond. But really, where business is occurring and where the customer experience is occurring is where those ripples intersect. Where mobile overlays with social, overlays with our website, and our other customer points of interaction. And how do we deal with interacting with our customers and supporting a great customer experience in the middle of all of those waves? This has been an area that clients are extremely concerned about. We're looking to provide contextualized interactions that bring value to the customer. Now, what do I mean by a contextualized interaction? Think about this, whether if you're a salesperson who's about to walk into an account, or if your customer is a consumer who's coming to interact with you. You've probably had a dialogue or interactions with them in the past, and there are certain things you may know or not know about them that they expect you to know about them. This is where context comes into play. How do we know who you are as a customer? So salespeople, as they go out on sales calls, will prepare for the day, right? Who the clients I'm going to see, what interactions they've got, what orders are going on with them. Well, one of the things that we're seeing is that by mobile, a salesperson is able to have access to that information in the parking lot before they walk in. They could also have news feeds coming in that tell them about various activities that their customers had, so they know kind of the state of that account before they go in. That's what we mean by a contextual interaction, where we're using social information, mobile capabilities, and other CRM capabilities within our portfolio to understand where we are with a customer in the life cycle, so that when we interact with them, we know who they are, we know what expectations they have for us, and we know what we're trying to accomplish for them. Now, the collision of social, mobile, and other trends is also influencing the amount of data we have out there. We're seeing big data being a challenge for organizations. How do I answer questions about my customers that span multiple systems? What I like to call the horizontal questions, which is tell me what this customer has done through a complete life cycle versus just how did we do with this customer at a single point of interaction, such as our website? Oh, that one customer was on our website 10 times this month, and they spent an average of 3 minutes. That doesn't give us a picture of the whole customer. It just tells us how they did at that one point of interaction. So we're seeing organizations also focusing on business intelligence and big data to be able to answer those questions. So when we look at our Customer 360 Summit and the structure of the event we've put together for you here, you'll see that we have one program that is focused on the customer experience so that you can come up with what the model is for your organization and how you want to interact with your customers. We have another program on sales and marketing so that you can say how do you want to communicate and work with them and how do you want to sell to them. And then a last program on understanding the customer. So as you can see, the structure of the event reflects what we're seeing in the market as how these trends are coming together in reshaping CRM in the age of empowered customer. So with that, I'll leave you with those thoughts for today. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a good day. Bye now.
Gartner Research Vice President Gene Alvarez is the conference chair for the Gartner Customer 360 Summit, which takes place March 14th to 16th in Orlando, Florida. To find out more or to register for the summit, go to the events page of Gartner.com or contact your Gartner representative.